وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِّنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا ثُمَّ ادْعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
O Prophet, remember when Abraham said, "My Lord, show me how the dead come back to life." Allah said to him, "Do you not have faith in this?" Abraham replied, "I do have faith, but I just want to put my heart at ease." So Allah instructed him, saying, "Take four birds and tame them. Then cut them up into pieces and place a piece of each bird on the hills around you. Then call those birds, and you will see that they will come quickly to you, having been brought back to life. Know, O Abraham, that Allah is mighty in His dominion, and wise in His instruction and legislation."
مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
The example of the reward of the believers who spend their wealth in Allah's path is like that of a grain that is planted by a farmer in fertile ground. This grain then produces 7 spikes, each carrying 100 grains. Allah multiplies the reward for whomever of His servants He wishes and gives them their reward without account. Allah is bountiful and giving, and He knows who deserves to have the reward multiplied.
الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنًّا وَلَا أَذًى لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
Those who spend their wealth for Allah's obedience and pleasure and do not destroy the reward afterwards by reminding people of their favor by their words or actions will receive the reward from their Lord. They will have no fear for the future, nor any grief over the past, because of the great bounties they will be enjoying.
قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَلِيمٌ.
A kind word that makes a believer happy, or forgiveness of the one who is ill-mannered, is better than charity followed by harm, caused by reminding the person of the favor. Allah is in no need of His servants, and because He is tolerant with them, He does not often quickly punish.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبَطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ كالذي ينفق ماله رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, do not ruin the reward of your charity by boasting about it and hurting the person to whom you gave it. A person who does this is like one who spends to be seen and praised by people and does not have faith in Allah and in the reward and punishment on the day of resurrection. This is like a smooth stone on which there is some dust. When heavy rain falls onto it, the dust is washed away and the stone is left smooth with nothing on it. Similarly, the reward of the actions and charity of those who show off does not remain in the sight of Allah. Allah does not guide disbelievers to what pleases Him and benefits them in their actions and spending. Beneficial points. The levels of faith and stages of conviction have no limit. The more a person thinks about the universal signs of Allah, the more his faith and conviction increases. The resurrection of people after their death is a clear proof of Allah's perfect ability and greatness. There is great virtue and a huge reward for spending in Allah's path when this is done with a good intention and is not followed by insults or reminders. One of the best things a person can do is to show good character by saying or doing something good and forgiving the person who is bad to him. The reward of charity is lost when a person reminds people of it.
وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أصابها وابل فآتت أكلها ضعفين فإن لم يصبها وابل فطل والله بما تعملون بصير.
The example of believers who spend their wealth seeking Allah's pleasure with firm conviction in the hearts of Allah's promise is like that of a garden on high fertile ground on which heavy rain falls and causes it to produce double its crop. In addition, if it does not receive heavy rain, then the light rain that falls on it is sufficient because the land is fertile. In the same way, the little that is spent by the sincere ones is accepted by Allah and its reward is multiplied. Allah sees what to do. He knows who is sincere and who is not, and will reward each one accordingly. In the next verse, Allah gives the example of the person who spends his wealth for show.
أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ لَهُ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ له فيها من كل الثمرات وأصابه الكبر وله ذرية ضعفاء فأصابها إعصار فيه نار فاحترقت كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون.
Do any of you wish to have a garden with date palms and grape vines, through which sweet waters flow and which has all kinds of wholesome fruit? When the owner of the garden becomes old and is no longer able to work and earn, and he has weak young children who also cannot work, a strong fiery wind strikes this garden and it burns down completely at a time, when he is most in need of it, because of his old age and for his weak young children. The condition of a person who spends his wealth to show people is like that of this man. When he comes before Allah on the day of resurrection, he will have no good actions at a time when he will be most in need of them. In this manner, Allah explains to you what will be of benefit to you in this world and the next, so that you may reflect.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, spend from the pure, wholesome wealth that you have earned and from the produce that we have taken out for you from the ground. Do not look for that which is inferior to spend, because if it was given to you, you would not take it willingly because of its poor quality. How, then, can you be satisfied with offering Allah that which you would not accept for yourselves? Know that Allah is no need of your spending, and He is praised in His essence and actions. In the next verse, after instructing them to spend that which is pure, Allah warns them of Satan's plots and whisperings.
الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم.
Satan makes you afraid of poverty by encouraging you to be stingy, and he invites you to commit sins. Allah, on the other hand, promises you forgiveness for your sins and much provision. Allah is very bountiful, and He knows the condition of His servants.
يُؤْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
Allah grants the ability to whomever of His servants He wishes to be steadfast in their statements and actions. Anyone who is given this ability has been given much good. However, only those with sound minds that seeks enlightenment through His light and guidance from His guidance will pay attention and benefit from the signs of Allah. Beneficial points. The true believers in Allah are sure of His promise and reward. They spend their wealth without any fear or grief. It is Allah's grace and favor that He blesses what is spent by the believers when it is done with sincerity. The believer trusts in Allah and pays no attention to the whisperings of Satan, who tries to stop him from spending by making him afraid of poverty and need. The biggest loser is the person who shows off his good actions, because the only thing he will receive as a reward is the praise of people.